This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. My guess is that there isn't a leadership book out there you could find that would tell you that the best marketing tactic for your business that already happens to be in trouble is to tell everybody that your product is bad. Really bad. 5 years ago, though, Domino's did just that.
The sauce tastes like ketchup.
Pizza crust, to me, is like cardboard.
Worst excuse for pizza I've ever had.
Domino's launched an ad campaign in late 2009 saying they were scrapping it all and starting over, a whole new pizza. But it wasn't just zestier sauce and better cheese, it was also a new CEO, too. Patrick Doyle took over smack in the middle of the reboot, and now the company is selling a million pies a day at 12,000 restaurants worldwide. When we were out in Detroit last week, we took a detour over to Ann Arbor, Michigan, for this installment of Conversations from the Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
We start with this item from the little-known facts file. Domino's today is as much a tech company as it is a pizza place.
Wow. This is big.
It is big. So we've got.
I would not have expected a pizza company to have this big a tech operation.
So we employ about 700 people here in Ann Arbor, and about 300 of them are in technology.
We believe by transaction counts that we are in the top five of e-commerce companies in the world. We know we're behind Apple and Amazon, but we may be as high as third. We're doing, you know, between 9 and 10 billion in retail sales around the world this year. Yep. And, you know, about half of it is coming in digitally. So this
That's amazing.
The group that makes it work.
So the magic all happens in here. So every new product gets tested here.
Wow.
All the new ideas that come through, all those sorts of things happen here in the test kitchen.
Not so long ago, you guys kind of realized that you had some problems.
We did.
Tell me about the big ad campaign that the media dubbed, our pizza is really not very good.
Right.
But they used a tougher word.
They may have been even more blunt than that on it. Yeah. I still remember getting everybody into the room and saying, you know, folks, we got to make a change. We've got to do something different. Let's start from scratch. And it all happened in this room right here.
You knew you had a problem.
We didn't. We knew we had a problem. We had, you know, this was the company that had built the brand, the whole business around kind of fast delivery and reliable delivery. And Marketing 101 says you focus on your point of differentiation. So we kept talking about delivery. And
30 minutes or less.
30
right?
minutes I mean... or less back in the day, exactly. And it just stopped working. We realized that everybody in the world who wanted fast, convenient pizza was already buying from us.
Yeah.
And the people who wanted a great pie simply were not.
How do you do that, though? How do you come to the point where you go out with an ad campaign where you, as a guy running a business that's largely franchisees, right?
Right.
You go out and you say, you know what? Our product sucks and we're going to fix it. Okay, there I said the word. You know?
Yeah, in fact, the biggest act of courage really was our franchisees saying, yeah, we're in. And we did that in the middle of the recession.
Right.
And we increased food costs.
Right. Yeah. And the bet was increased food costs are going to be recouped by
higher volume,
sales.
By higher sales. That's exactly right.
Paid off?
Happily, it did.
Like a lot.
Like a lot, yeah. I mean, our sales, that first quarter we relaunched, were up 14.3%. We were up 9.9% for the year. And I will tell you, if I had known we were 9.9% and not 10.0% on December 31st, I would have bought some pizzas myself.
Remind me, what's the number of restaurants in the States?
Like, so a little over 5,000 in the U.S. Yeah.
Growth is slowing inside this country, right?
Right.
Where are you going to go?
So 95% of the population of the world lives outside of
here.
The U.S.
Yeah.
So we've got, you know, about 7,000 outside of the U.S. There is lots of room to grow. But there's still room in the U.S. We think we can get another 1,000 stores. And as big as we are, we're only selling maybe 1 in 8 pizzas in the U.S. There's a lot of room for us to grow in the U.S.
You say that like that's nothing. 1 in 8 pizzas. I mean, that's a staggering number.
Right.
Where do you like? India, China, South America? What do you like?
So
seriously,
we are quickly approaching 1,000 restaurants in India. That is now, by store count, our biggest market outside of the U.S. There are over 1 billion people in India, so a lot of room to grow in India. The U.K. is a big market for us. China, we're still relatively small, but it's starting to move. We're in Russia, we're in Brazil. Ultimately, everybody likes pizza. We think there's a big opportunity in an awful lot of places.
How do you guys figure out what's going to sell in Bombay or in Shanghai, right? I mean, because here in Ann Arbor, what do we know?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. Here in Ann Arbor, what do we know? The answer is those decisions are made locally.
Really?
So we control quality here. We've got to approve the suppliers that they're going to use. But in terms of the taste, the new pizza topping that's going to come out in Mumbai, they come up with the new product launches there. We make sure that the quality is right. But they're the ones who are coming up with the ideas because they've got their finger on the pulse of the consumer in Mumbai.
Biggest headwind for you right now? What's your biggest problem?
Oh, boy, you know, we're doing awfully well right now. We've had a lot of sales growth. I worry, as 50% of our sales now are digital, yeah. I worry about cybersecurity. Any CEO who is not paranoid about that right now is just not spending enough time worrying about it. But you can't control everything.
Is there such a thing as too big in your mind? Is that possible?
Boy, you know, too big for us right now is not within range of anything
really?
I have to worry about.
Because you look at Starbucks, right? I mean, I had a conversation with Howard Schultz.
Right.
And he was like, we're going to grow and we're going to open a gazillion restaurants. 18 months later, they're pulling back and they're closing places.
Right.
That's not in your worry set?
No, and, you know, Howard has more restaurants today in the U.S. than he did before that pullback.
Well, there is a Starbucks everywhere. That's true.
And so, no, I really don't. And we've got, you know, defined delivery areas for our stores. We really know pretty much exactly how many stores we can still build. And, again, you go back to the international side, there is growth opportunity for us there for a very long time.
Patrick Doyle, thanks very much for your time.
Kai, thank you. It was a real pleasure.
That was a working test kitchen, by the way. Sorry about all that fan noise. We took a whole bunch of pictures of Domino's HQ while we were out there. Videos as well. They're on our website. Also, you can hear the whole interview with Patrick Doyle on our Corner Office podcast. It's got tasting rooms, something called the Sensory Lab. It's all at marketplace.org or, of course, wherever you get your podcasts.